Orange in the Central West's 105.1 Triple M. Now, a book being released today. It's called Bad Boy Boogie, the true story of AC/DC legend Bon Scott. He was an interesting character, there's no doubt about it. And I thought we'd talk about Bon and his band. And the man that's put the book together is Jeff Apter. We've had him on the show. He's done a remarkable thing with recounting some of Australia's and the world's biggest music legends. He's got a new book out and it's being released today. Good morning to you, Jeff.
Good to be back, Neil. How are you going?
Going very well, mate. Nice to chat once again. Bon Scott, he was an interesting dude.
There were so many sides to Bon, I reckon he was round, Neil. I think it's the best way of looking at it.
I remember in an interview we got asked if he was AC or DC, and his response was quite remarkable.
He said, "I'm the lightning flash in the middle." It's good, isn't it?
It's very good.
And that was one thing, one of many things about Bon. He was good for a quote. Geez, he knew how, once he got started, once he, particularly with AC/DC, he really knew how to provide a good quote, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen some of his earlier stuff pre-AC/DC, where he was a backing singer with a band. Were they? Was it the Foundation, the Valentines?
The Valentines, that's right. It was a 60s bubblegum kind of number. They were wearing matching red satin outfits and singing, you know, "My Old Man's a Groovy Old Man." It was... I think it was a stepping stone to it. I always think that when Bon finally bashed into the, collided head on with the guys from AC/DC, he must have breathed the biggest sigh of relief. Like, oh, finally, I found the band that suits me, you know.
Absolutely. Because the thing about that, as you say, it was bubblegum pop music. And his voice fitted that, but it also, and then it really found its home, as you say, in the front of this hard rocking group of young blokes.
Yeah, well, one of the many funny things about Bon joining AC/DC, he had a few years on all the other guys in the band, and they saw him, you know, he was in his late 20s by that time, and they saw him as sort of this, not so much a big brother, but like a crazy uncle who just joined the band, you know. So he sort of operated a bit independently from the others, you know. He rode on the tour bus and so on, but Bon had been touring and performing since the mid-60s. You know, he'd had 10 years 10 years on the clock by the time he met AC/DC. So he was a seasoned, he's a bit of a trooper. In fact, he started referring to himself as a three-time loser. But the reality was once he met those guys from AC/DC, and this was in Adelaide, just by chance, they had another lead singer. Bon jumped up at a party and started singing with them and pulled the young brothers aside afterwards and said, "Hey, I can do a much better job than the drongo you've got at the moment," in typical Bon fashion. And, yeah. And, you know, it continued from there. But, yeah, he was a little bit older, a little bit more, I don't know, road-weary, I guess, a bit shop-soiled. But I tell you, once he first hoisted Angus up on his shoulders and waded into a crowd, and they just realised there's a real chemistry between the two of them in particular.
He was a wild man, wasn't he?
He was, but that was just one part of him. You know, as I talk about in the book, he was a really loyal friend. He was weirdly chivalrous. I got these great stories of Bon. He played a big sweaty gig in front of 1,000 fans, and, you know, he's dripping sweat and he's gagging for a beer. And a fella he knew had his wife backstage, and the first thing Bon did was find a chair for this guy's wife to make sure she was comfortable.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
Just odd little things like that, which totally, not contradict, but they're just another part of this big character of Bon Scott. While the wild man stuff is true, and that was a big part of his personality, there are a lot more sides to the guy as well.
And it ultimately cost him his life, the wild living Bon Scott.
Yeah, it did. It did. You know, he drank too much, you know. And what kind of bothers me, though, is also so many rumours, you know, about how he died and, you know, mysterious circumstances. And he just overdid things, you know, basically. He packed so much living into his 33 years that it eventually caught up with him.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I will say, Neil, I mean, some of us, I look at it and I think, would I trade what I've had for those 33 years? I wonder. They were pretty good.
Yeah, indeed.
He lived really well. He took big bites, I guess is the best way of describing it.
Yeah, well said. All right. Something that was quite remarkable and a little disturbing as a young boy growing up in Sydney, as I was at the time, when he appeared on Countdown, dressed up as a schoolgirl.
Yeah, he was the ugliest schoolgirl to ever appear in Australian television. There's no doubt about it. You know, he could have used a shave. The tattoos, remember, it's the 70s. If you're like me, Neil, and thinking back to that time, you know, the only people who had tattoos then were ex-cons, bikers, and blokes straight out of the Navy. You know, they were hard characters. And there's Bon on Countdown, dressed as a schoolgirl with tattoos, a ciggy hanging out the corner of his mouth. From memory, chasing Angus around the stage with a mallet. You know, it's just classic stuff. It's hilarious. And like I said, it's a big part of his personality. He understood showbiz, Bon. I think he knew how to put on a good show and how to be a performer. Yeah. But at the same time, damn, he could write some good lyrics too.
My word, he could. And, of course, he's been immortalised in Fremantle. They've got that massive statue of him there.
Yeah, there is one in the town square standing atop a Marshall amp, which is kind of cool. But there's another one too in Scotland in a place called Kirriemuir, where he was born. And, you know, there's these annual Bon Fests, which I really like. There's one in... pre-COVID, there was one in Fremantle, which I'm sure is going to kick back into action in the next couple of years. And there's one over in Scotland as well. So, you know, 40 years on, the guy's been dead longer than he was alive, but we're still talking about him and people are still memorialising him. And, you know, his legacy is huge.
Yeah, it certainly is. I'm with Jeff Apter. The book is called Bad Boy Boogie. It's the true story of AC/DC legend Bon Scott. And by far and away, one of the best rock singers that has ever graced the stage. Jeff, thank you for putting this together. It's out today, ladies and gentlemen. Grab a copy if you're an Akadaka fan or if you just love good stories and good yarns. Thanks for your time this morning.
Always a pleasure, Neil. Thanks very much, mate.